Oasis Audio presents When Mountains Move by Julie Cantrell. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Friday, May 7th, 1943. Church bells strike to announce the hour. My body quakes from the force of the sound, and again from the force of the man, uninvited. He pushes me down, nails his elbow into my throat. I fight, kicking, clawing, screaming. Someone calls my name.
Millie?
I throw my fists into the night, lunging wide-eyed toward the voice.
Millie, stop, it's me.
Bump wraps his arms around me, and I jerk back, pushing against him. He withdraws, asking,
You okay?
I don't answer. Instead, I stare at the pitch of the darkened ceiling and pull myself from the depths of the dream. Bump slides close again and touches my hand.
You always sleep in your boots?
He smiles, trying to make light of the dark. He doesn't know I've spent the last 6 weeks fully dressed, even through the night, always ready to run or to fight. I try to measure my breath, slow my pulse. It was only a dream, Millie. Calm down. Storm's got me a little edgy. I offer Bump an apologetic smile. I don't tell him how every time I'm alone, I stay on full alert. How strange sounds and shadows, and even the wind, can make me look behind and check for danger. I wasn't always this way, and I hope I can feel safe again someday soon. For now, I leave the cot in the corner of the foaling room and walk across the red dirt floors.